Would life be easier if everyone would simply be more like you? Let's imagine what that would look like. Everyone would like what you like, believe what you believe, value what you value, and care about the things you care about. No more debating, proving your point, blowing up a comment thread, or seeing things differently because we would all see things the same. Social media would suddenly be so pleasant and encouraging. Can you even imagine the news? What would they talk about? We naturally gravitate toward those we have similarities with, or even perceived similarities, because it validates our own worldviews, beliefs, and opinions. We settle into our tribes and cozy communities of like-minded people, and anyone we come across who is, in a sense, swimming in the opposite direction, we can begin to have a wide range of emotions rise to the surface about this person who is not like us. Then it becomes our mission to change their mind. I mean, if we're really honest, we stand tall on our I'm right about everything soapbox, and we don't understand why someone believes what they do, why they vote the way they vote, why they watch the news they watch, why they even like the restaurants or football teams they do. Why are they wearing mom jeans? I could go on and on. How many of us have met someone new in a combined interest setting and thought how nice they were, or that you might even enjoy getting to know them better, only then to find out later how they really feel about something or what they believe about a very divisive topic, and it's the exact opposite of you. Oh, you feel that way about masks and the vaccine. Your philosophy on COVID includes hugs? Oh, you're pro-Republican or pro-Democrat or pro-independent, so you can blame everyone else. I see. When you say you're a Christian, you actually believe all of the Bible. You stand on that side of the issue. Well then, I guess we can't be friends. Not even on Facebook. I will no longer like anything you post. We have nothing in common. I don't see things the way you do. I'm out. Friends, those are real sentiments within the body of Christ. God forgive us. We divide ourselves and create self-imposed narratives that only isolate us more and more from the mission God has called us all to if we follow Him. We are called to love people right where they are. I have no right to ever look down upon you or focus more on what divides us than being way more focused on how Jesus wants me to love you. I can tell you the truth, but I am not called to try and be the Holy Spirit in your life. I am called to go out of my comfort zone, not to try and win a debate with you or change your mind, but to point you to Jesus. He'll do the rest. John 6:44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. Jesus said these words not long after feeding over 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Huge crowds were there, seeing miracles done and hearing Jesus speak. Still, many couldn't handle the truth or see it, even though it was right in front of them. They disagreed with it, so they walked away. God desires all to be saved, but He will never force His love or gift of salvation on anyone. He gives us a choice. That's the truth. I pray you choose Jesus. I could talk all day about it and try to convince you, but if you don't, I'm going to love you right where you are. That's what I'm called to do. I'm Lori Klein.